Welcome to the Strong Mama Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole, mom, exercise physiologist, and pre- and postnatal fitness expert. This show is all about helping you navigate your pregnancy and postpartum journey with more strength, energy, and ease. Each week, pull up a seat for a new topic that will empower you to feel strong, capable, and confident while supporting your body through all the changes of the motherhood journey. Just a reminder that the information on this show is not meant to treat or diagnose any medical condition. Please speak to your medical provider for all things related to your healthcare. I'm honored and excited to be a part of your health journey into motherhood. Now let's dive into today's episode. Hey friend, welcome back to the Strong Mama Podcast. I'm Nicole, your host, and I'm so glad you're here, whether it's for the first time or you've been listening for a long time. Today, I am recording this episode from my bed. I, for one, always notice I have better audio quality, like when I record someplace like my closet. And today, I just really needed a change of scenery from my desk. So I figured that this would be a good, like, comfy, creative space. So we're gonna give it a try. I am kind of like holding the microphone versus it sitting on a desk. So hopefully I don't drop it. That is maybe the one flaw of this, but anyways, we're going to give it a go. So today's topic, we're talking all about seven things that I wish I knew about pregnancy fitness in the beginning. And when I say in the beginning, I mean in my first pregnancy, at the very beginning. I wish I had known these things, but we don't know what we don't know, right? I would say I was pretty naive going into that first pregnancy. I had been in the fitness industry at the time for about 8 to 10 years or so, you know, had my degree, I had personal trained clients, group fitness, all the things for that amount of time, right, is my career. So for me, I didn't think too much about it when I first got pregnant. I thought with some modifications, like I could, you know, figure it out, like it wouldn't be that hard. But it was definitely a culture shock once I got into the first trimester and experienced all the fatigue, the motivation dips, the uncertainty, and especially as I, you know, started developing a baby bump, like when my stomach started to grow and my body really started to change, I really became nervous about what I was doing, or I would like quit in the middle of a workout because I didn't know if what I was doing was going to injure me or if it was even effective or like worth my time. Like, was I wasting my time? You know, I had so many different thoughts, and then I finally was just like, I don't want to spend my whole pregnancy like this. Like, I know my body is going to be changing a lot more over the next coming months. I want to stay healthy. I want to stay active, but this is not the way. Like, questioning everything and just not being consistent, feeling guilty about it, this whole whirlwind of emotions, right? And so that's what really led me to get certified in as a pre- and postnatal fitness specialist. And that was right around 5 or 6 months of pregnancy, where I decided to start going through a training program to really learn and understand this stuff and apply it to the remainder of my pregnancy. And I have to say, it changed so much for me. And that's really what sparked the idea for this episode, is because I wish I had learned this stuff or knew this stuff at the beginning of pregnancy, what I didn't learn until 5, 6, 7 months pregnant and beyond. But once I did start to apply it, things were so much better, so much easier. I felt better. I felt stronger. I felt more motivated for a variety of reasons, which I'm going to get to in the 7 points today. But before we get there, before we dive in, I wanted to point you in the direction of my free pregnancy guide that breaks down what exercises you need to modify in each trimester. So if you are experiencing some uncertainty around safety, you're questioning certain movements, I break those down in this free pregnancy guide. You can download it, you can have it right away. So you can head to the show notes and find it there. All right, so let's go ahead and dive into these 7 things. And these are in no particular order. I just wrote down a list of things that I really wish that I had known about when I first got pregnant that I didn't find out until either mid-pregnancy or much, much later. So the first one is, I wish I knew that I couldn't have the same expectations for my fitness and exercise as I used to have. I think I had gone into pregnancy thinking that I was going to be able to keep up with what I used to do, which pre-pregnancy was about 5 to sometimes 6 workouts a week. It's just, I love movement. I love exercise. I had unlimited energy and unlimited time at the time. And then boom, first trimester hits, fatigue, periods of nausea, not feeling motivated, feeling uncertain about exercise, and I was still holding myself to the same expectations that I was before, which mentally was not great because I was kind of beating myself up if I wanted to like take a nap or something. I was like, no, I should really be exercising right now, like should, right? Quote unquote. So I would feel this big guilt, and then on the flip side, if I was, you know, pushing myself to do a workout when I really, really needed to rest, that was also not serving me. And so I, you know, wish at the beginning someone had really given me permission to let go of those expectations momentarily, listen to my body, especially in those harder periods, like the first trimester and even like later in pregnancy, you know, in the middle, there is a point where it does get easier for most women. And that's what I noticed too. And I just wish I had someone saying like, hey, there's a light at the end of this tunnel. You're gonna get your energy back. So like do what you need to do to get through it right now. Alter your workouts. Don't do as much. Allow your body to rest because you need it. So anyways, that's number one. Adjust those expectations. I wish that someone had told me to, and I wish someone had told me that it was okay to, and that I wasn't going to be like lacking anything. I wasn't going to be missing out on anything. I wasn't going to like experience a major setback. Like nothing astronomical was going to be happening or detrimental by, you know, letting go of those things a little bit in that time period. So that's number one. Second thing I wish I knew was that winging it was not going to get me results. And so I say this because I did wing it a lot. And by winging it, I mean I was like piecing together workouts that I used to do. I was like sometimes doing like random classes or random YouTube workouts. And it was just like a very piecemealed experience. And there wasn't really any structure to it, and it felt wonky. Like it didn't feel effective. It felt kind of all over the place. And what I started learning as I went through, you know, and got educated on this stuff and applied it and all that, was that we do need to have somewhat of a systematic approach. Now, this doesn't need to look perfect. We're never after perfection. But we do need to have some balance in our routine. We do need to, you know, hit on different points of strength, cardio, mobility, core work, pelvic floor work. Those are some of my big pillars that I try to incorporate in my own routines, in my clients' routines as well, just to have a balanced, systematic approach to train for the demands of pregnancy. Because if you think about pregnancy, where, you know, we're gaining weight, we are having excess pressure on our joints and pelvic floor and lower back, and our posture is changing. So we're having all these physical changes as well as the physiological changes like hormones and whatnot, right? So all of these changes, and if we're just winging it, we're not really working to counteract those things and sort of pregnancy-proof our body against all these demands that are coming our way. So I know it's hard, but try not to wing it and piece together random things. Try to have somewhat of a systematic or balanced approach to your training, whether it's something that you kind of create for yourself, whether it's something that you have a coach create for you. It's definitely worth it to have something that is specifically designed for what your body is going through. And it also gives you sort of that mental clarity and certainty too, that what you are doing is effective. So try not to wing it anymore. The third thing I wish I knew is that workouts are not for aesthetic purposes. Now, this is not like me insulting anybody who like wants to have stronger, more toned arms or anything like that. I'm more or less like talking about, you know, the like the fitness industry side of things, where they're, you know, people are saying like how to have a bump only pregnancy or how to gain no weight or minimal weight in pregnancy, like things like that. Like yeah, that's not the way. It's not safe for one. But I think, like, you know, having come from a fitness background for so long and having trained so many clients who wanted weight loss or fat loss, kind of like aesthetic goals, it was kind of just ingrained in me. You know, I didn't see exercise another way. I didn't see it as this really helpful tool in kind of pregnancy proofing my body and training my body for the demands that were being placed on it. And once I made that shift, I was a lot more motivated. Like, I think before I had made that shift, I wasn't as motivated to exercise because I was like, well, what am I actually like exercising for? I'm not, you know, trying to lose weight or tone up right now. Like, are these exercises effective? Should I just wait until pregnancy is over? Of course, I probably wouldn't have like fully waited because I love to move and it's important to me. But I think there's just this underlying like, is this like doing anything? Is this working? But once I, you know, really dug into things and saw exercise more as a tool, as a strategy to train for pregnancy and feel good and feel strong and support my joints and prevent pain, I connected so much more with those goals versus any aesthetic or physical type goals. It was more about performance and not like sports performance, right? Like, we want to think about pregnancy as a sport, birth and motherhood as a sport that we can physically train our bodies to perform well in. And if you come from an athletic background, maybe that resonates with you, but it certainly resonates with me. And it's definitely been helpful to shift my mindset in that direction for both motivation and also for just supporting my body even more. Moving on. So the fourth thing I wish I knew was that just because I could do something does not mean that I should do something. And this goes for specific exercises that I definitely did well past the point of when I should have done it. And the only reason was because I could still do them. Like, I could perform them. But they were likely not doing it me any good, and they were likely hurting me in some ways. And yeah, I wish I would have known them a long while before I found out, but some of those movements were specifically like core exercises. Like, I was doing full planks like well into like my late second trimester, which is not necessarily recommended. I would recommend moving that up to an incline surface, just to prevent intra-abdominal pressure, to prevent any injury to the core and pelvic floor. Same with like other traditional core exercises. Like, I specifically remember doing a workout when I was like 6 months pregnant or so, and I was doing like V-ups or like in and outs or something of that nature, which I wouldn't recommend to myself or a client right now to do. My body could do them and perform them, but it was likely putting a lot of stress on my abdominal wall, which potentially could have worsened diastasis recti. And so looking back, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's just like one of those cringe moments where I was like, oh my goodness, that's crazy. So it's definitely worthwhile to like learn about what your body can and cannot do in each trimester. And I don't mean cannot, but should not, just for safety purposes and like minimizing the risk to your body. So if you want to learn more about this, definitely grab the free guide that I have for you down in the show notes. It's going to give you all of those modifications for each trimester so that you feel a lot safer, more confident, and can prevent any like excess injury from happening to your body. All right, moving on. Number five thing that I wish I knew was that keeping workouts light and easy all the time were doing me a disservice. There was definitely a time period that I was being super cautious, and rightfully so. Like, we get pregnant, especially as a first-time mom or a soon-to-be first-time mom, you know, this is new territory, so we wanna take things light and easy. And if that's what you do for your whole pregnancy, there's no shame in that. I do want to say, for those of you who do enjoy lifting weights and do enjoy feeling strong, like, that is something that will also be really helpful for you in pregnancy, and for a couple of reasons. So the first is that it is going to immediately help you to feel stronger, more functional, because when you build muscles, your muscles support your joints, and your joints are less stable in pregnancy. So the more we can stabilize by building muscle, we can then prevent a lot of aches and pains from coming on so that we feel a lot better for a lot longer in our pregnancy. And another thing too is that when we are challenging ourselves in our workouts, whether it's strength training or we're getting our heart rate up, we are mentally also improving ourselves. So we are sort of building that stamina, that mental endurance to do hard things. And so that's going to translate directly to labor when you're going through those contractions. And just knowing that you can push yourself for, a small amount of time and then recover. Push for a small amount of time and then recover. So all this to say, there is a time and place for those light, easy workouts. You definitely need to still be incorporating yoga, if you like yoga, or mobility and stretching, low intensity stuff, walks, that stuff is all super beneficial. But if you are capable of lifting a little bit more, you don't have a limitation against lifting weights, that is something that I always highly recommend. That's something that is kind of the backbone of my programming with clients. And I would just recommend that to anybody. And it's not too late to start if you are pregnant now. You definitely just want to start slow and build up from there. The next thing I wish I knew about pregnancy fitness in the beginning was that general workouts, classes, YouTube videos were not the most supportive. This is kind of a play off of winging it, so I'll make this one short and sweet. But yeah, in the beginning, I was kind of just doing, again, these very general workouts. I was still doing fitness classes. I was picking random YouTube workouts, and they were definitely not tailored to pregnancy. So they didn't have an instructor or anybody that was teaching me the right modifications or how to breathe for certain movements. There was no movements that were training me for postpartum or anything like that. It was really just general move your body fitness, which I am not here to argue the case that exercise is good, it no matter what. So if you are getting your body moving, I applaud you. I don't want you to sit here and think I'm doing all the wrong things. That's not true. I do believe though that we do need to have a strategy when it comes to prenatal fitness. And that's kind of probably the underlying thing of all of this, is that we do need to just have some intention around all this stuff, and it's not too late to do that no matter where you're at. So anyways, going back to number 6 is that these general workouts, YouTube videos, etc., were just not supporting me. They were not teaching me, proper modifications or the things that were really going to help me in my pregnancy. They were getting me active, which was good, but they were not tailored to what my body actually would benefit from. And in some ways, potentially even hurting me if they were having us do those advanced core exercises that I was talking about earlier. So, okay, moving on. Number 7, I wish I knew that my pelvic floor mattered in the beginning of pregnancy. I think at the time, pelvic floor was a big buzzword. It still kind of is. I still have women coming to me all the time that they're like, I don't know what to do for my pelvic floor. What is this pelvic floor? How do we activate it? All of that stuff. And believe me, I was that exact same way in the beginning. And I probably, wouldn't know much about it if I hadn't gone down the whole education certification route. But anyways, I'm here telling you now that your pelvic floor does matter now. Looking back, I would have started doing intentional breathing and pelvic floor work probably towards the beginning of that pregnancy. Luckily, I didn't suffer any major pelvic floor injuries, but my pelvic floor was extremely weak postpartum. It was really hard to connect to it. I barely did much for my pelvic floor until the final month of pregnancy. And by then I was trying to relax it. So anyways, there were some kinks there, some things I wish I knew. And the pelvic floor is such a loaded topic. I could probably talk for like 10 more minutes or like an hour on this topic, but I do have lots of pelvic floor episodes for anybody who's looking to listen to more of that, to learn more about that. Just search back through the titles or DM me on Instagram. I haven't mentioned that in a while on the podcast. I love when you guys reach out on Instagram. I'm over there at Strong Mama Wellness, and just DM me. Tell me you listen to the podcast. Ask me your questions there. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what you're interested in learning more about. So with that, I am going to end there. I hope that this episode was insightful. I hope it sparked some things for you that you can either change up now or kind of redirect. I hope it was a little bit eye-opening and also like a little bit grounding in some ways too, that things don't have to be perfect. You're in the right place right now, and there's nothing to feel guilty about. I'm so happy you're here listening to this. That's a great first step to learning more about your body and how to support it. That said, my friend, if you enjoyed the episode today, screenshot it, share it on your social media, and tag me. I love to see who is listening. And don't forget to grab that free pregnancy guide in the show notes. I'll talk to you next week. And that's a wrap, Mama. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Strong Mama Podcast. If this show has served you in some way, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. Head to strongmamawellnessco.com for more free resources and opportunities for us to work together. Until next time, keep moving.